This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-four minutes after the hour, welcome back in to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And we're going to spend a lot more time with Kevin and Chris Abshire this afternoon at 5 o'clock for our College Hoops tip-off program, all things Colorado State specifically. But for now, we'll give you a teaser. Kevin, my man, the Rams found a way to get it done. Wasn't necessarily pretty, but like you've always said, all we're going to pay attention to at this stage is the W, and that's what the Rams went and got last night.
Yeah, exactly. Not the prettiest game. Nico Medved was, frankly, pretty peeved afterward with how the team performed. He thought, good in stretches, but a lack of focus and attention detail in other stretches. And that's basically how it went. CSU multiple times got up like 10 points. He thought, okay, they're going to run away. And then all of a sudden it would be a close game again. At one point in the second half, CSU went up 10. And I thought, okay, this is really going to be when they're going to put New Mexico to bed. And you look up 2 minutes later, New Mexico had a lead. They went on an 11-0 run. So that kind of speaks to the lack of focus, I guess, if you will. But in the end, CSU did get it done, kind of just basically about the 14-man mark. They basically abandoned jump shots and said, guys, New Mexico can't defend us inside, so don't do anything other than go inside and score in the paint. And that basically won it for them.
Well, and again, I think you were tweeting about it, talking about it last night, too. When you have a team that's just shooting lights out like that, New Mexico, I mean, that's basketball. You can be not a great basketball team, but if you just catch fire, that's a great equalizer, that three-point ball. And certainly New Mexico found it, and that's one of the big reasons they were able to keep it so close.
Yeah, and that's basically what New Mexico is. They have three guards who basically just shoot without conscience, and that's kind of the only way they score. So they don't have a plan B. So they don't, their coaches don't try and restrict them. In some ways it's AAU ball style. Jalen House, I think he could miss 10 straight shots on the 11th possession. He would come down and take a heat check. That's kind of, what they are, but they were hitting them last night. And, I think that's New Mexico, what they are. They'll probably, either threaten or maybe even beat one of the top teams this year by just shooting, crazy, crazy good. And then they'll kind of get blown out some games when they're not shooting well. But yeah, they're a funky team, and they were hitting shots last night, and CSU kind of defensive inattention at times. They really couldn't guard, or didn't guard, I should say, ball screens at all, and gave up too many of those shots that those guys love.
We're talking to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. Okay, so you get the win. That's all that matters. Is there any reason, Kevin, where you look at these last few games coming back from that COVID pause that you would say, hey, I'm concerned about this team a little bit? Or are you looking at it and saying, all right, they're finding ways to win even after being off for almost a month. So, I mean, are you looking too seriously at anything like concerns or anything like that at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you certainly want them to get going again back to where they were before the break. Like I said, I still don't think the concern is anything huge, but you are hoping to get some things going. You want to get Adam Thistlewood going. You want to get Kendall Moore going. The three-point shooting hasn't been good since the break. Nico Medved shrugged that one off. He says, you kind of go through slumps or whatever. He said we'll be fine there. But things like lack of attention and detail like they had last night, those are things that you really shouldn't have with a pretty experienced veteran team. So I think that's the type of thing that you want to really eradicate. Things like, hitting open shots, at higher volume, that will come.
Are you looking at this Air Force game on Saturday? Obviously, Air Force, they played a pretty good game against the Rams. The Rams get away winning 67-59, but that was the first game back. However, we talked about this last week on the Hoops tip-off show, Kevin. Air Force, they might surprise some people, but they're certainly good on their home floor.
Yeah, Clune can be a tough place to play. And, Air Force was missing several starters in that game against CSU. CSU, like you said, was real fresh off the COVID break. So it'll be an interesting game. Pretty different styles that you're facing in back-to-back games. You go from kind of the track meet of New Mexico to kind of a wrestling match against Air Force. So I think it helps that CSU just played them I think they'll probably be locked in because I'm guessing, there's probably been some pretty strong messaging last night and today about, needing to get, locked in a little bit more. But it's definitely a tricky game. This is one of those real funky ones on the schedule. I'm also intrigued to see how many CSU fans are there. When CSU has good teams, they tend to have a pretty big crowd at Clune Arena. So I think that will be a thing. I don't know how much that will affect things. But yeah, this is going to be a weird game. And, again, CSU, it's probably not going to be pretty because it rarely is, of course. But just got to find a way.
Kevin, this game last night was on national television. It was on CBS. You put out an article about the students showing out last night. I mean, what better opportunity right there for a big showing? And I didn't think it was going to happen. I mean, the ice was crazy. People were slipping and sliding. But you had a record number. Is that right? A record number with the student turnout last night at Moby?
Yeah, CSU said it was a record number, 3,800. They kind of changed the number after the game, which is a little suspect, but just shy of 4,000, basically, which is pretty much 160% of the student allotment. And, yeah, they really helped because, yeah, there were a lot of people, kind of your older crowd that didn't risk, very understandably, didn't risk the ice and everything because the roads were pretty rough. But the students really kind of took over, and man, if you can keep that going, and I think they will, with team success and everything, Moby is going to be a pretty crazy place because you still have probably three of your biggest kind of attendance opportunity games still coming with Wyoming, San Diego State, and Boise State. So it looks like CSU is going, more than likely, they're going to have their largest average attendance since the late 90s this year.
Wow, and rightfully so. It's a great basketball team. They're all so easy to root for. We had just talked to Chandler Jacobs moments ago, and I mean, every one of them, I'm always blown away. If it's not Isaiah Stevens, it's David Roddy, it's Chandler Jacobs. So many great dudes, and it certainly helps that they're like really, really good at basketball.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pretty perfect combo, and Chandler's the new guy, but I think he's really ingratiate himself with fans. And then, all those other guys you mentioned, they've been around for years and years. So fans really, that does nothing but good in helping, get some people out and get people engaged and excited about the program. And so you combine, kind of people and likability with wins. That's a pretty good recipe.
Well, you had another guy in attendance that was turning some heads, and that's new head football coach Jay Norvell was there. I mean, he's talking to the crowd. He's going around taking pictures and selfies. I got to ask this, Kevin. I don't know the answer to this. Did Steve Adazio go to games?
So, yeah. So it's kind of a traditional thing when, you hire a coach. Obviously, those hires always happen, December, January. So it's during basketball season. Pretty traditional to bring them out at a basketball game, introduce them to the crowd. So CSU waited. They wanted to wait until students were back in attendance to do it with Norvell, which I think makes sense. And, yeah, he really – and it seemed like he was basically running. It's not like he was, being shepherded around. He basically walked himself into both student sections and was high-fiving people and then, helped raise the – or, roll out the flag they always do and was cheering during intros. So it was a pretty cool thing, and yeah, it happens, but no CSU coach has done it like that. Steve Adazio, when he came in, the CSU played CU shortly after he was hired, and they wanted to do it at halftime, but he refused to stay until halftime. He wanted to do it before the game, so he made a quick little pregame speech and then left the stadium, which in hindsight is a pretty foretelling experience for how the rest of the tenure would go. Not terribly engaged with everyone. So yeah, the rollout intro at a basketball game, pretty traditional, but the amount of engagement that Norvell kind of did, I haven't seen that one.
Well, I mean, you're right. We were talking about it earlier. I was like, if Adazio went, I have no memory of it because there weren't, again, social media is king, and I get that, and you didn't see a lot of the pictures and the tweeting. Norvell was all over social media last night from fans just going crazy about this guy. So, again, it's, I think, a relatively easy thing to do, go to a basketball game, shake some hands, do that thing, but I guess for some coaches it's more of a difficult task.
Yeah, exactly, and I mean, I got some messages from folks on the football staff, but who were on the previous staff, kind of ops people messaging me saying, you know, believe us, this is a genuine effort. You know, this isn't just a, you know, a show, which I say the walk out, you know, and, you know, grab a mic and say, oh, we're so excited to be here, go Rams. Every coach is going to do that, but not every coach is going to volunteer to jump in the student section. So yeah, I mean, it's you know, it doesn't necessarily win you football games, but certainly gets some people on your side as you're building to try and do so.
Yeah, which we've talked about. That's at the end of the day, that's what it's about, is getting people to your game so you can grow that program. Kevin, appreciate you as always, man. I know we'll talk to you and Chris coming up soon. We'll delve into all things basketball. We'll look at how everything's gone so far for Colorado State and look ahead, too.
Yeah, sounds great. Looking forward to seeing you guys for a show.
All right, man. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. We'll talk to him at 5 o'clock. We have the College Hoops tip-off show that, you know, I host with Kevin and Chris. They are great guys from the Coloradoan. And it's really just it's a blast of a program, especially when you're talking about something so fun in the Colorado State men's basketball program. Before we take a short break, I want to tell you guys about one of my sponsors, and that's Rev Chiropractic. You know, I brag about these guys all the time, how my back pain is virtually gone. And it's been about a year since I started going over there. And I was just tired of it. I was tired of going to the cracking guy chiropractors. And it wasn't good. I mean, it was a relief for a moment and didn't work for me. It might work for you guys, but it wasn't solving the problem. I was tired of my back hurting, putting my kid up on my shoulders, running around. It was driving me crazy. And so finally went to Rev Chiropractic, told him about me, did the x-ray, got everything, analyzed my situation. And a year later, man, I don't feel pain. I don't. I'm telling you guys, the pain is gone. If you're struggling, talk to my friends over at Rev Chiropractic. That's Dr. Tyler Terry, Dr. Haley Harada. Family-owned business now. They're engaged. So congratulations to them. Great people. You're going to, you know, it's life-changing. Seriously, life-changing. 46 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. We'll get to what's on TV on the other side. We'll close out another edition of The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.